think that the walkout was for a good cause.
Because it was for the 17 children students that died in the Florida shooting.
Yes, Ella, I think it was for a good cause as well. I feel like students didn't really respect it as much as they should have. When we were outside, there was a lot of students talking. They just weren't really respecting. It was supposed to be, you know, 17 minutes of silence, and it was supposed to be really just chill and respectful, but it wasn't really like that. There was a lot of chatter. There was people doing other things, you know, like playing soccer or tag and stuff like that, and so I feel like people weren't taking it so seriously.
Everyone was just talking about, like, what's going on, what's the gossip, like, all that stuff.
For lunch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, stuff like that.
It was just, like, super off-topic stuff, and it should have been, if they were talking at all, they would be talking about, like, what happened and what was going on, but it was really supposed to be completely silent.
I feel so bad because just school shootings are, like, one of the worst things ever. Because mainly if you're bullied and then you buy, for instance, what happened at Florida, an AR-15, and then just destroy the people who are bullying you, and then that's just not right.
We also learned today in our social studies class that the age to buy a gun in Florida is being raised from 18 to 21.
There are now people that are protesting that the age limit should not be raised. And I feel that it's not appropriate. After what happened, after the tragedy of the loss of many different students, I mean, some students were like 12. One thing can lead to another, and we have to be careful about what you say and how it can affect other people.
And do you think students should be being taught about this? Like gun drills and shooting drills and self-defense education?
Like, yes, I feel like they should learn about what's going on and, like, what's happening with the laws and guns. One thing is that teachers shouldn't be taught how to be using a gun, and that's their self-defense, and that's their only way to, like, defend themselves. They should be taught, like, actual self-defense.
100%.
Yeah, I totally agree. So I think shooting drills should still occur. Like,
definitely, and
just like real life practice, because this could happen and kids could not know. They could just be like, you stroll out into the hall and something could happen to them. I think there should be like you know, like duck and cover, hide behind the desk, make a pile of books to keep you covered and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've also seen some videos online like that, where they have a bucket of like baseballs or something, and they're all hiding, and they kind of make like a wall, and then a teacher breaks into the classroom because it's a drill, and they all throw the balls at the person. And I think that's one of the things they should be educated about, but I do not think they should be educated about how to use a gun.
Thank you for tuning in today. You have been listening to me talk to my friends, Brooks and Ella from Carbondale Middle School, about their opinion on school shootings. And the walkout that occurred on Wednesday the 14th at 10 o'clock. For Andy Zanka Youth News, I'm Mountain Maze. Thank you for listening.